Would you please elaborate on mental formations and volition? I thought mental formations are thoughts and images that pop up and are not necessarily originated by our will or wish. Otherwise, we could easily also will or wish them away. That our effort is in recognizing them when they arise, not cling to them, and let them pass like clouds. Am I mistaken? I think it's just a bigger picture around that. That category of mental formations there is the volition behind it, but it can be quite so there's a whole range of that volition intention behind it, so that some of the thoughts can be very weak because the volition is weak. Some of the thoughts can be quite well formed and coherent because the volition behind them is so that. But that category of mental formations really does cover all the different types of thoughts, emotions, images. It's because some of the things that, say, images that come up in the mind that sort of pop in and pop out, oftentimes that's perception, like association. That's the function of perception. And that's not really, that's not dependent on volition. And that's how perception works. It's making those associations and trying to find labels and categories to fit experience in. So it's not really, it's not really, say, there isn't a volition behind that. It's just how the mind is working, trying to make our experience more coherent. So that and a lot of that, yeah, you just let that wash through because it's it doesn't have there's not an impulsion in the mind. So that the mental formations are a bit more, maybe a bit more fully formed, and then they need to be. That's where the training and application of effort is in recognizing them more clearly.